Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Acharemot. We're going to begin with a question that does not seem to be related to our Parsha. We all have heard the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yutet Amud Aleph. This is the Gemara that describes two malachim that escort us home from Shul on Friday night. And as you know, when they walk into our homes, Emir Tz Hashem, they see a beautiful table set for Shabbos, everybody dressed in their beautiful Shabbos clothes, and all the beautiful experiences that they see. When they see that, so the good angel, whatever that means, says that Emir Tz Hashem, they should find this the next week, and the negative angel, so to speak, is forced to say Amen. However, if Chas V'Shalom, our homes don't reflect that beautiful Shabbos atmosphere, then Chas V'Shalom, that negative angel, is the one that says, I hope it continues next week, and Chas V'Shalom, the positive angel, must respond, Amen. Anyway, this is the makor for us to sing Shalom Aleichem. It's a beautiful zemer, it's a beautiful tefillah even. Questions arise on almost all of the stanzas. For example, how can I say Baruchuni l'shalom? Am I allowed to ask a malach to give me a bracha? I thought only bracha will come from Hashem. But I didn't want to focus on that one today. I wanted to focus on the last stanza, Tzeitchem l'shalom. And many people ask the question, why? Why do I imagine I have guests for Shabbos, and I say, 3 minutes, you walk into our house, 3 minutes later, welcome to our home, we're so happy that you're here. Okay, goodbye, here's the door. Why do we say Tzeitchem L'Shalom so quickly? And there's many, many responses to this question. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others, for example, they don't even say Tzeitchem L'Shalom, exactly for this reason. They say just three paragraphs and not Tzeitchem L'Shalom. The Chidah and others don't say Tzeitchem L'Shalom, he says B'Tzeitchem L'Shalom. It simply means when you leave, presumably at the end of Shabbos, when you leave, then you should leave in peace. B'Tzeitchem L'Shalom. But there's many other answers. The Chafetz Chaim and the Shemi Shmuel say that we're saying Shalom Aleichem to the angels, the Malachim on the Shabbos Malachim. But we're saying Tzeitchem L'Shalom to the weekday Malachim. We're accompanied, so to speak, with Malachim all the time. And so we're saying Tzeitchem L'Shalom to the weekday Malachim. I saw that Rav Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, says that this is an expression of how much we appreciate how precious every moment the Malach's time is. And we're actually saying to them, we're very happy that you're here, but we understand you have to run, so to speak. Again, whatever that means, on whatever level. We're demonstrating kavod by expressing to them that we really appreciate the fact that you've been with us, and now it's time for you to go. I saw a beautiful answer related to our parsha from Rav Pinkus, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his Sefer on Chumash called Tiferet Shimshon. Later, I saw that the Slonim Rebbe on Bereishit Lamed Bet says a very similar idea. Rav Pinkus, in order to answer the question of why do we say Tzeitchem L'Shalom, actually quotes our Parsha. Our Parsha begins with Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Everything we know about the way the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim is supposed to operate comes from our Parsha. And in that segment, in that Parsha, relating to what the Kohen's job is, the Kohen Gadol's job is in the Kodesh Kodashim, the Torah tells us in Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'chol Adam lo yihyeh be'ohel moed bevo'o lechaper ba'kodesh ad seito. Nobody, no Adam, is able to be in the Kodesh Kodashim when he goes in to do kapara. As a matter of fact, I saw that the says v'chol adam lo hiyeh be'ol moed. What about the Kohen Gadol? He's not an adam. So I saw someone who said, no, on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadashim, he's not. He's on a different plane. He's on a different level. But anyway, the Torah tells us that no person is allowed to be with the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippur. And says Rav Pinkus, that in the Beit HaMikdash, as we say, that the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Avoda, Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Torah tells us, V'chol Adam Lo Yeh B'Yom Moed. And as a matter of fact, the Medrash Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Chaf Aleph, says that not only can no person, but says the Medrash, Afilu Otam, Shekatuv Bahen, Ufnehem Pnei Adam. Even the people who have, so to speak, faces like people. Who is that? Malachim. Even Malachim, so to speak, do not accompany the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh Kadashim. And the reason for that is because when, at the time, at the moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be, so to speak, Kalomar, Kiviyachol, with the Kohen Gadol alone, that intimate, powerful, and profound connection is found only with Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else is allowed to be there, even Malachim, with all due respect to how great they are and to how kadosh they are. They have to leave. Goodbye. You're so to speak, with all due respect, you're not welcome. Says Rav Pinkus, that is the exact same thing that you and I experience every single Shabbos. Every single Friday night, we walk home from Shul Friday night. And yes, we are accompanied by Malachim. And they find the Shulchan Shabbat, Aruch Umuchan, etc. And we say, Shalom Aleichem, beautiful. And we say, Boachem L'Shalom, beautiful. And we say, Baruchuni L'Shalom, beautiful. And then, Kiviyachol, we say to them, Malachim, now we are about to make Kiddush. Now we are about to have the meal. Shabbos is upon us. And in this meal, we are begeder the Kodesh HaKadashim. We're begeder v'chol adam lo yihyeh b'yoel moed. We're alone. It's us and God. And therefore we say, Tzeitchem l'shalom malachay ha-shalom. It's your time to leave now. Because this is the time of yichud. Bein Hashem Yitbarach and Bnei Yisrael. And in this time, and in this place, and at this moment, once a week, it is us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we all be zochet to experience every single Shabbos, where it is a yichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a connection where we need no malachim, so to speak. We need nobody, we need nothing in the world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we are zochet to that, then we will be zochet, Emir Tzashem, all of us, to a Yom Shekulo Shabbat. Have a Shabbat Shalom.